This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatto. A little bit later, we'll talk about the latest bad news about global warming. But first, some hopeful news about blood. If you need a blood transfusion, you know the donor's blood type must match yours, or it must be type O blood, the universal donor. Well, researchers announced this week that they have figured out a way to convert blood of all different types into type O. And because type O can be given to everyone, some small hospitals only stock O, and so is always in short supply. But this new discovery promises to put an end to the shortages. Jeff Daniels is the head of molecular diagnostics at the Bristol Institute for Transfusion Sciences in the UK. He joins us by phone. Welcome to Science Friday, Dr. Daniels.
Thank you.
How many blood groups are there?
Well, there are very many blood groups. There are hundreds of blood groups. But from the important point for blood transfusion, there are what we call the ABO blood groups, and you can then be group O, group A, group B, or group AB.
Mm-hmm. And how is it that you're able to change these major groups into sort of a non-group or a type O universal donor?
Well, the group A it differs from O by the addition of a sugar molecule, a structure that is put onto the surface of the red blood cell by an enzyme during its development in group A people. And likewise, group B differs from O by the addition of a different sugar. So that's why A and B differ. Now, what these researchers have done recently is they've found other enzymes in bacteria that are able to remove those sugars. That's the sugar that's responsible for the A blood group or the sugar that's responsible for the B blood group. So it cleaves those sugars off of the red blood cell and the blood cell becomes group O.
So group O has no sugars on it?
It doesn't have the additional sugar. So there's a sugar chain, but it doesn't have the additional sugar that would make it an A or a B.
So has this actually been carried out in laboratory animals?
Yes, this has been carried out in laboratories, and it's been carried out on whole units of blood. That's 200 milliliters of blood. And this has been very successful. They have demonstrated that they are unable to detect any group A or group B on these red blood cells that were originally group A or B.
Dr. Daniels, you know, it sounds so simple. Why didn't anybody think of just mixing this enzyme in and taking off the sugar from the molecule?
Well, this research has been around for at least 10 years now, and some researchers did have some limited success in doing this as much as 10 years ago. But the success was limited. The stronger and most common form of A, they were completely unsuccessful with. And they needed large quantities of a rather inefficient enzyme.
Mm-hmm.
What this new research does is that they have found very efficient enzymes that can be used in very small quantities and also used at conditions that won't damage the red cells in any way so that they'll be in perfect condition for transfusion.
Mm-hmm. What if you're able to convert, you're able to remove these sugars off the blood cells, but some of them you miss? I mean, does that mean that you've now created a bad pint of blood for the transfusion?
Okay. If a group A unit of red cells was transfused to a group O person, the group O person would destroy all those red cells. And the effect of destroying those cells, the release of the hemoglobin from the cells, will cause a lot of damage, very often cause kidney failure, and sometimes cause death.
Mm-hmm.
If there were a few red blood cells that were left unconverted, and the evidence from the research suggests that there won't be, but if there were, that really wouldn't do any harm. The body would cope with that perfectly well.
Mm-hmm. How long, doctor, the $64 question, until we're able to get this on a large scale for people?
Well, the paper that's just being published on this says that they're about to start clinical trials. The clinical trials will take a few years. If the clinical trials demonstrate that this really is successful, that to give convert inserted cells to a group O person would be both safe and efficacious, then I think this is something that we might be seeing within about 5 years.
Mm-hmm. And this would be sort of a godsend to people, I imagine.
Well, it would take the pressure off of the blood supply when, in times of shortage of blood, to be able to have an extra supply of mm-hmm. group O blood. Mm-hmm. But there is another application. There are some people for whom blood is particularly difficult to find. These are people that have antibodies that have nothing to do with these ABO blood groups, but it means it's very difficult to find suitable blood for them. If they're also group O, you can find blood that doesn't react with this antibody they have, but if it's group A blood, for example, it still won't be suitable. If you could then convert it to group O, it would then become suitable for that sort of patient.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. And the cost, is this cost going to be prohibitive, this new technique?
No. Again, one of the points of the research is that the enzymes that they have found, because they are so efficient, could be used at low concentrations, and so they wouldn't need large quantities of the enzyme. So the researchers suggest that the cost would not be prohibitive.
Is it as simple as just mixing the enzymes into a pint of blood?
Yeah, it pretty much is, yes. There's not much more to it. It has to be mixed for an hour, and then the enzyme can then be just washed away by the use of just saline solutions.
Wow. Sounds very promising. Thank you for taking time to be with us, Dr. Daniels.
Thank you.
Jeff Daniels, head of molecular diagnostics at the Bristol Institute for Transfusion Sciences in the UK.